Rob, anybody, and Dawn. If they were guide dogs for the blind, you'd all be dead by now. Back to Rad Radio.
A couple emails, rad@radradio.com. As we mentioned, Rad TV is now up and running as its full streaming service. Dropped a bunch of stuff over the weekend that people are watching and commenting on. Tours of the studios, the building, the kitchen, including the microwave versus microwave discussion. And the first three episodes of Kyle's new series, available exclusively on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, called Kyle's Corner. He and his dad, almost always dad, will be there. We got this note from Allison.
Hi, Allison.
Says, Kyle, your show is so sweet.
Aww.
It gives an interesting perspective into who you really are.
Aww.
And your dad is awesome, too.
Yeah.
It's so hard to not hear your voice in your dad's voice.
Yeah. Really?
I have never noticed that, like, in person.
I haven't.
And maybe that's the problem, is because I met your dad in person first. And so when I was watching the Kyle's Corner podcast, I didn't even notice.
I saw some similarities.
That's the first. Well, okay. Well, maybe there is, but I was always told I sounded a lot like my mom. So
I just hear a little bit. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's because I know he's your. We'll all know when we're watching your dad, and it does that thing to you. Maybe, but I mean, Kyle is such a natural. So's his dad.
Yes.
His dad's not even in this business, and he's just a natural.
Allison goes on to say, I love hearing about Greg, that's Kyle's dad's history and experiences, especially his music experience. I love the dad advice from the Dark Side feature. Okay. Is there something making it? If you were thinking, should I do this? Dad advice from the Dark Side. That sounds interesting. Also looking to come up with a good question to ask your dad as well, which does bring us to an email from Kyle's co-host.
Kyle's mother. Kyle's father wrote an email, and they gotta tell us something quite disturbing.
Not really.
And at his expense, the world will all start laughing.
So Kyle's dad, Greg, co-host of Kyle's Corner, which will be an ongoing series. We're going to be launching both of Dawn's shows as well. Hopefully the man-hating show will hit this week.
It's not a man-hating show.
The podcast and the probcasts are coming back, and they'll be ongoing as well. But Greg wrote in because he heard talking about, you know, most of the time, the Kyle's Corner has been filmed at our Rad Studios. He says, I am so happy here that people are enjoying the Kyle's Corner podcast. I got a call this weekend from a family member who told me that it has even helped them come to a conclusion on an issue they have been thinking about.
Oh, my
God.
Nice.
That's
nice
to hear.
So great.
So let me get this straight. I don't pass gas in Dawn's chair. Well, crap, all these rules. Put the toilet seat down. Don't pass gas in Dawn's chair. What's next? Keep my clothes on during the podcast?
Oh,
right?
My God, please. I mean, just because you're sitting in my chair.
Mm. I will do my best, and that's the only problem I can make, he says.
Are we allowed to take our clothes off here? Is that okay?
It's
a members paid site, right?
Do you really want it with your dad?
It wouldn't be the first time.
Well, I mean, as long as it's the waist up that you're wearing clothes. I mean, Kyle, look at me. I'm bare down there.
Oh, that's true. That's right.
The best things in life are free. We're gonna help you pay some bills and fees. With Rob Change. Make your best guess and estimate the calculation in Rob's jar of change. With Rob's change. With Rob's change. With Rob's change.
Wouldn't be the first time, hopefully translates to that lovely innocent thing where you took a bath with your dad when you were like a toddler.
Yeah, it was totally innocent. Yeah.
Let's get to Win Rob's Change. We gave away $2,420.07 earlier this morning to Kalina, who wrote in, and she says she's still shaking. I think that's a little bit of a woman exaggeration.
Oh.
But also Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator, who had like twice as many clues written as we actually got through before Kalina deciphered the code and figured out that she was talking about Prince and Prince's performance at the Super Bowl halftime show, and it all correlated to the date and such. So Michelle wrote in and said, I was headed out the door for work this morning when Kalina surprisingly used her witchy powers, got into my brain, and successfully figured out what the correct answer was for Win Rob's Change. I know it should go without saying, but I swear, I don't know her. Only Rob and I knew how much was in the bucket. She is just one smart cookie and got where my clues were leading. I guess I'll have to make my next round if Rob takes me with one, tasks me rather with one harder again. And although Chris, the former princess spreadsheeter from the gay area,
Bay Area,
has stopped contributing daily to WinRob's change, I'm assuming he still has his tally by dollar amount. And since the last two mega buckets were won by women,
hell yeah, go girls!
I am most certain the women are far in the lead. Is that why we haven't heard from Chris in a while? Therefore, women clearly are smarter at figuring out these puzzle clues. Women are figuring out a woman's puzzle clues. Could they figure out a man's puzzle? That would be another way to do it. Would be invite Chris to come in and write clues for
a
mega bucket.
You're such a brat.
Because our brains are wired differently.
Well, they are, but men aren't getting it, so they're not as smart.
I didn't say that. Typical woman. I didn't say anything like that.
Continue the misogyny.
I did not say anything like that.
Yeah, you alluded to
it. I said women are in touch with women brains.
Yeah.
Would we if we had I believe, I guess you could answer the question this way. We've had more male, have we had more male winners, but they've won less, or vice versa? Because I do all the other clues, and I'm a man. Mm-hmm. If we've had more female winners, there's nothing to my theory.
Yeah, I think
if
there's we've some had passive aggressive male going on winner, in there.
What? Oh.
I don't know if we're allowed to do this because men are better at math or something, but if Chris, the princess spreadsheeter, writes in and makes all the clues like a mathematical problem, we could then determine whether men are really smarter at math or women are.
Is that even still true? There are so many women. Hello? I'm not even entertaining this because there are so many women in science. Hello? Good
right.
God.
It's like there, I think
and
there's
engineers.
There's twice as many, I think, now. Which is like when they say the popularity of soccer has doubled in America. It's gone from 1% to 2% of the population.
Two things, Dawn. If you have to ask, then you know your answer. And then also, there's more women scientists because there's more beakers that need to be cleaned.
Brandon, you too?
Well, you know.
It's because of misogyny that kept women from getting in those industries. That's why. It's not that they weren't good enough to be there.
Right. Now they get into them and they're quickly fired because they're no good at it.
Oh, my God. Well, they're good at cooking in the kitchen for the guys then.
Amen.
Perfect. That a girl. Broke her down. Made her make the comment
God.
At least. Can we move on to the new bucket now?
Please do. Right. Yes, sir.
We have a
of
new
course,
amount,
sir.
Which is posted at radradio.com. That's all you have to go on. Trent, your caller 18. Good morning.
Good morning, Rad.
All right. Throw out a number. If you somehow get it right, you'll win that amount. What's your guess?
Let's go with $43.67.
$43.67.
I love that.
That is a non-mega bucket. No, that is incorrect.
That would be fantastic.
I mean, that is borderline, not even a legitimate guess, but I'll allow it. No, $43.67 is incorrect. Here's your first clue. Let me start over. Your first clue for this round of WinRob's Change. There is only one even number in the final correct answer. So when we get to the final correct answer, there is only one even number in the final correct answer. Your next chance to win Rob's Change is tomorrow morning at 6:30.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.